Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.
It is indeed time for Friday Live, and we're very lucky to have Sarah be in the BFM studio playing some awesome tunes and a crazy setup. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, thanks for having me.
You've got like the coolest setup of like, I don't know, pedals, things going in here and there and yada yada yada. This is the new touring rig, maybe?
If only we could get it to work.
If you're wondering why Friday Live is delayed a little bit, it's because there's been some great technical minds working very hard behind the scenes. But we've got something going, and it's going to sound amazing. I'm very, very excited for it. I'm a big fan of your music. Last year, Goji was just like beautiful. But it was a massive year for you musically. You released that, and then you went touring internationally to Australia. You did a little Australia stint. How was that for you?
That was good. It was a learning curve, but definitely worthwhile. Made some friends.
Oh, that's the best.
So it was a nice trip.
How did the album travel internationally? Do you feel like it resonated with Australians as well as it did here?
I think for me it's mostly like passive streams, less active. So it looks good on paper, but it's different trying to translate it in person. So that was kind of a good wake up call by going over there in person and seeing who's there and meeting people. And I think it translated pretty well.
I'm so glad. I got to see you play it going global last year, the International Music Conference, and I feel like a lot of people were coming up to me, a lot of the international delegates, and they were like, Serebi's music's beautiful. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Book them. Like, this is what it's all about. But you're here because there's some new music on the way. What's the title of this new project that you've got ready for us? May 29th.
Yeah, Nothing Grows Here is my new 12-track album, and I will be releasing it independently, which I'm pretty excited about.
That's awesome. So glad to hear that. There's this beautiful little blurb that's on Under the Radar here. It says, the record was shaped by the central idea that nothing will grow until you leave everything. That's pretty broad in general.
Yeah.
Was there a moment that happened that kind of ethos came to you? Or what grounded you in that?
I think it's funny, sometimes I just put things together for press. It's hard to know what certain works are about, and a lot of it's quite abstract and playful, but I guess it's also situational as I'm moving to London in a couple of weeks. So I guess that was happening around the time of writing the record, and so that became a little bit of a theme.
Awesome. Speaking about moving, before you move, you're blessing us with a 3-date run of shows. Saturday the 30th of May, you're playing Double Whammy in Tamaki Makaurau. Friday the 5th of June, Virgil Morn upstairs in Te Whanganui Atara, Wellington. And Saturday the 6th of June at Space Academy in Ototahi, Christchurch. What are you going to bring to these shows? Are you touring with the whole band for these three shows, or are you playing solo?
We're going to play Auckland Double Whammy with a band and some guests, and do a light show. And then in Wellington, I'll play solo. I'll have some guests come up and do some interesting things with lights, and same again in Christchurch.
Very interesting. I'd love to get into the nitty-gritty of your practice with lights, but we can have that conversation another time. In the meantime, you're here to play us some music. You got 3 songs for us today?
I think we'll go for 2.
Yeah? We'll go for 2?
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. This is Serebi. You're on Friday Live, BFM. The people.
Thank you.
That was real nice, man. That was real lovely. This is like the most fun I think I've had on a Friday Live. We just we listened to some beautiful beats.
No vocals.
What was the name of that one?
That song's called Bends Not Breaks.
You know, fitting. How did you name that though? Were you made it and then you listened to it and you're like, yep, or...
Usually that song has lyrics and there's a line that says bends not breaks in one of the pre-choruses. And so I just took that line and...
Hell yeah, the classic, hey. It's in the song already. We're going to name it that.
Exactly.
Would you, like, listening to this back now, would you ever release an instrumental album? Are we going to get a...
Yeah, I guess half my albums are instrumental and so I'm halfway there.
True.
If you took two of my albums and took... 5 songs from each, there'd be an instrumental album.
Now we're giving away the game. You'll be able to buy the instrumental album when it comes out on vinyl. What you got up next for us, friend? This is the last song you're gonna play?
This one is called Mind Map.
I like that. Let's give it a spin. Serebi.
Yeah.
Well, that was mad vibey, bro. What the hell? That was so... And that one's not even on the record.
No, that's not.
I've been like pressing Serbia. I'm like, send me that, please. Send me that, please.
That's the next one.
That's the next... Don't worry, that's on the next record. I like in the more dancey tunes for you. Is that just like been something that you've been pulled to recently?
Yeah, it has. I've been liking them too.
Yeah, I feel like it's a real recession indicator, eh? Like I was reading that audio or that Under the Radar piece. And you spoke about like... trying to create while you're doing all this like work to pay the bills or whatever.
Oh, I feel like that.
Yeah, of course, bro. You know, you got to. But I feel like we're definitely at that point right now where people are like craving a dance, craving a movement, and it's nice that like I don't know that you're pulled that way as well.
Musicians are craving it too, as an economical thing.
Man, well, thank you so much for coming up. Thank you for playing some groovy beats, some productions for us, and we'll catch you at Double Whammy. We got to give away a ticket, double pass. To Serebi's gig at Double Whammy. Wow. 5395, name, B card number. What are we gonna go with here? Damn. Favorite place to dance in Tamaki Makaurau. Yeah? What's your favorite place to dance?
I don't go out in Auckland to dance, unfortunately.
That's a damn shame. You need to. Before you go.
It's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame. Before you go, we should go have
maybe,
a dance.
Maybe Goblin.
Oh yeah, a little Goblin dance.
Yeah, Goblin's probably my pick.
It's pretty special, eh? It's a nice little spit. Well, thank you so much for coming up. Appreciate you. Yeah. Bandcamp, people can buy the record when it comes out next week.
Yeah, next week Friday.
Yo, that's what's up. Go follow Serebi. This has been Friday Live.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.